Welcome to day 10 of the Digital Advent Wreath. We're continuing to meditate on the love of God. Before we begin today, I invite you to find a place that is quiet and free of distraction, where you can be present to God's word and to yourself and to what the Spirit may be saying to you today. Let us pray. Father, Son, and Spirit, we thank you for the scriptures. We thank you that you speak to us through them. As we carve out a few moments to be with you through the scriptures today, may you speak to us. Amen. Today's reading comes from Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. As I read this passage for the first time, pause if a word or a phrase or an image or a question sticks out to you and just meditate on that thought, image, or question. Now, therefore, the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. If a word or phrase stuck out to you, continue to talk to God about that thing. But if not, maybe begin to think about how has God been faithful? How has he shown you his love in the past? Take a moment and thank God for those things, or maybe that moment that comes to mind as you hear from Deuteronomy 7, verse 9 again. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. As you hear from this passage for a third time, I invite you to take a moment and confess, where have you not kept God's commandments? Where have you rebelled against Him in this season of Advent? Where has the hustle and bustle of this world gotten in more than the meaning of Christmas, which is the incarnate love of God in Christ? Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. As you hear this passage for a fourth and final time today, remember that it is God who keeps perfect love, perfect covenant with us, that He has done that through Christ. And in this Advent season, we look forward to when Christ returns to make all things new. But till then, Holy Spirit, may You fill us and strengthen us with Your ever-ending love. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. God, we thank you for the scriptures, and may what you spoke to us today go with us in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.